At Elizabethtown College, student entertainment can come in a variety of ways. One of the biggest providers are SWEET, Students Working to Entertain E-Town, the social branch on campus that hosts and plans activities to give E-Town students the energy to finish their studies throughout the year. The wake-up hour was 6 a.m. that Sunday, as check-in began at 6:45 a.m. Outside the rental coach bus, the weather was a bit chilly, but students watched the sunrise in what would be a clear blue sky. It wasn't an accident that the group picked this day to host the annual trip. After more than 2 hours of highway and holding their breaths through Lincoln Tunnel, the students arrived in New York City. Simple information was relayed in both oral and paper form. Make sure to be back at the back of the Winter Garden Theater by 5:45. After quick planning and a sip of their Starbucks, the Jays took off to the then empty streets to find some fun. The weather grew a bit warmer, about early 60s overall. The crowd grew as well, but not as much as a weekday crowd. The first thing I noticed were those who were naturals in navigating the city versus those who were easily distracted by noises, the skyscrapers, and their camera lens. I took the time to spot out a few students and asked them what did they get to do while in the city. I spotted Keely Doyle, a sophomore eating brunch in a local subway on West 44th. She gave her view on the area's humor and the fun she had at Toys R Us while visiting Times Square.
I'm Keely, and we went to Times Square.
Where did you go?
The toy store.
Did you like it, or you just felt like it wasn't your...
I was expecting a square. It wasn't a square.
This is your first time here?
Yes. I've never been to New York before in my whole life.
Aside from the standard fast food chains, some Blue Jays took the opportunity to be brave and find restaurants of a different kind. Alexis Petaway, a sophomore as well, found her niche in Koreatown on West 32nd and ate lunch at a restaurant called Sheila's Korean Barbecue for some authentic Korean dishes.
It was Korean barbecue restaurant, more like a grills type Korean restaurants. They have grills on the table that's like installed in and all that. We didn't use a grill. We got like non-expensive food because sometimes the grills can be expensive if you're doing it like by yourself. I had a kimchi bokkeumbap, which is basically kimchi with some fried rice, egg, and pork, and some vegetables in it a little bit, and it was really good, and I love Korean food, so that's why I mainly wanted to go there anyway.
There was plenty to do, but so little time. But of course, there was a theater district. I found Kate Glass, class of 2016, armed with a camera, ready to spot or take a picture of the theaters that hosted her favorite actors. I asked her about her activities in the famed F.A.O. Schwartz, America's oldest toy store on 5th Avenue and 58th.
I got to see where my favorite actor is performing. His name's Neil Patrick Harris. He's awesome. He's doing headwork in The Angry Inch. I wish I could have met him today, but you never know. It's okay. He's on his day off.
If you just wanted to see one of the biggest pop stars, April 6th was the chance to get in line. Outside the Roseland Theater, there were 40 and growing of people waiting to see Lady Gaga in concert. There was plenty of advertising for what would be the last show of the theater. The actual concert was Monday, April 7th, and was streamed live by Verizon. With only a few bucks left, doggy bags, and bags of various outfits, the students headed back to E-Town for an evening filled of either relaxation or preparing for a Monday morning class. Still wondering why the drop to 10 bucks occurred? Don't worry, it simply depended on what you were doing in NYC. SWEET and the rental coach were just the carriers for a band of Jays who quickly filled the spots for a bite, the Big Apple. I'm Regina Lashley, and you're listening to WWEC 88.3, The Sound of Elizabethtown.